Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke. We are live on location in the heart of Thornhill, Ontario at the Studio Hair Salon where we've been before. So it's great to be back because the Studio Hair Salon is my official hair sponsor. Now, today we have some very interesting topics coming up, and our first one is about the miracles of microblading with Stephanie Anderson, who is beauty and formation. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you.
So, Stephanie, microblading is the rage, all the rage today, and a lot of people do not understand actually what it is. So, would you like to tell us a little bit about what microblading is and how it is beneficial for our eyebrows?
So, microblading is a semi-permanent tattoo for the eyebrows. What it is tiny strokes that are etched into the skin with a fine microblade, and it looks like natural hairs. So the art of microblading, people don't actually want to know that you've had anything done. It should just look like your natural brows, only full, beautiful, and easy.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I know myself, you know, and I'm sure not the only woman out there that struggles to have nice brows.
Oh yeah.
You know, between the plucking and the tweezing and the waxing and the threading.
Ugh.
Come home, I'm always in pain, I'm always red, and really I can't maintain the shape of the eyebrow on my own anyway.
And not to mention all like the past eras, like they tell us you want thin eyebrows, we like tweeze them all off, now they want thick eyebrows, like how are we supposed to find these eyebrows? We've just like tweezed them all off. So that's kind of where this comes into play.
And, you know, I want to just mention that you did mine a week ago.
Yeah.
And I've never had such nice brows, and everyone
comments
on it. And the shape, everything. And it's so great because in the morning, at least 10 to 15 minutes is now off my makeup routine.
Yeah.
So I really want to thank you for that. I'm sure other women would like that too.
Well, also, like, so what we did for you was we didn't do the microblading, we did shaping and tinting. And there's the slight difference is the tinting is very similar to hair color. So you need to kind of keep it up like 3 to 4 weeks and then it slowly fades out. Whereas the microblading, you do it every 6 months to a year and a half. Wow. So that's kind of the difference.
So you really get a lot of bang for the buck, you know, because it's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell everyone why we didn't do the microblading on me.
Of course.
It's because I am a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are, obviously, there are certain people who microblading is not for.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
So there are just kind of more of few cases that you shouldn't be doing microblading. But when you sit down with your technician and you do your consultation, you go through all of that, any medication that you're on, what your fears are, what your expectations are. Like I recently had a client who did tattoo like 10 years ago and it has not faded. And she wanted microblading. And I said, I can. But I want you to know that your realistic goal, it's not going to show. So I referred her to different techniques first, and then we can go back to the microblading. But yeah, it's for most, and it's so beneficial for most people, like moms that have just had babies. It's so convenient, takes one thing less in your morning to do. Older women, because the older you get, you lose the hair on your eyebrows, or they turn gray and wiry, or gray and just disappear. I'd say that's a huge market. And even just younger girls, like I wouldn't go probably under 16, but even just like a little bit here and there, like some people might want to try it out. You never know.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the other key benefits, you were talking about saving time. Well, we all need more time.
Yeah.
But also, in terms of cost, it's actually a saver too, because you're saying that it lasts so much longer.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have to go in and have like you know, the brows tweaked or maintained as often as you would if you weren't using microblading?
Of course. So right now, like microblading with myself, it's between $400 to $550. I am offering a promotion, a winter promotion, which is 50% off until January 30th. So that's great. But if you just think about it, if you fill your brows in every morning, that's like maybe 15 minutes. So you're chopping off 15 minutes of your morning every day. On top of that, if you're filling them in with a pencil, what, the pencil's like $30, lasts you maybe a month and a half, depending.
I wish.
So like a pencil's 30 bucks. And then like getting them shaped or tinted, that adds up and you do that for life. So like one thing of microblading with a touch-up, it kind of, like it sells itself.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good price you're offering for the new year. That's a great, great price. I'm sure a lot of people would like to take advantage of that. And before they do, just let me know or let them know how long they should expect the entire process to take. So they're going to come in and, you know, they're going to have the assessment first. Mm-hmm. And then the actual process from start to finish takes how long?
So ideally, I'd like them to come in for a complimentary consultation where we can just talk. I can take a look at their brows. I can feel out their expectations. Again, I can see what medications they're on because, again, they might not be able to even do it. So we're not going to waste a whole appointment time in order to find that out. So just a complimentary consultation to figure everything out.
And then the actual process, how long does it take?
That would be about 2 hours.
2 hours. And what tools are used?
So originally at the beginning, we'll just be creating the shape. And that, I would say that takes the most amount of time, is creating the shape that I feel comfortable on you and you feel comfortable on you.
Okay.
And then there's the numbing process, which takes another about a half an hour. So the actual microblading time really only is about 45 minutes. Okay. It's just more the whole package time is about 2 hours.
Okay, let's talk about maintenance afterwards. So mm-hmm. really, you're saying with microblading, don't have to do very much maintenance. I had the what did you call it?
Tinting.
And so mine will eventually fade and grow out.
Yeah, they don't grow out, it'll fade out. So you'll never see like a root of the eyebrow, which is nice.
Oh, but if I didn't pursue more, I guess I could just use a pencil and fill it in?
Yeah, okay. They'll turn back into your natural color.
I see. Okay, so that's good. Just something else a lot of people, you know, when I put out there that I was going to be doing this episode, I did take some viewer questions that I want to just get to.
And well, you also had quickly asked me what the downtime is.
Yeah,
right?
What's the downtime?
The downtime is about a week. Everyone heals a little differently. I did our receptionist, so I got to track her every single day. I was lucky to see that. And the second day, it got a little bit darker than normal of what she had seen the first day we did it. And then after that, she was fine. Some people say it gets really dark for like the second or third day, but a week is about the downtime. And then after 5 weeks, then you come back for the touch-up. And a touch-up is complimentary because sometimes some of the strokes fade and we can't really guarantee what's going to fade and what not. You can come back and tweak the shape, tweak the color. So that's kind of the nice thing about the touch-up.
So is it red and painful in the beginning?
No, most people I say out of 10 would be like pain tolerance 2, and that would only be at the beginning when we're numbing you.
Okay, so I just mentioned my viewer questions, which I took in advance. I'm going to ask two of them. What other side effects must we know about when we have microblading besides possible pain? Is there things like infection? What are some of the things that side effects that could potentially happen that people should know about before they proceed with this?
So I would say two main things. I wouldn't exactly call them side effects. If you don't follow the sheet that I give you after we've done with all the steps to follow on how to take care of your microblading, if you don't follow that, then yes, you can come into complications with infections or not healing the way I want it to be healed.
So it's really important to
follow the steps of how it's supposed to heal.
And do you put alcohol or witch hazel?
Polysporin. And then on top of that, I would say the most important part is to research the technician that's doing it for you.
Okay, so that's my next question. I'm so glad you brought that up because, again, this is a viewer question and we love our viewers. So we want to make sure that we ask what they want to know.
Yeah.
So one of my other viewers was asking how important it is to make sure that you get a certified technician.
This is an interesting question because I've kind of dibble-dabbled in both. When I originally started research microblading, I had signed up for a private class with a lady. She was teaching me for a long period of time, a lot of money, but I was like, this is one-on-one, this is private, this is awesome. And I kind of left that experience not so happy. Then I went to an actual school, HD Beauty, fantastic school, it's in Yorkville. I would totally recommend. And they taught me everything that she did, only 10,000 times more. So it is very important to be certified, but also to know even the school that they've been certified from. Anyone can say they've been certified. So if they have an actual school name of recognition that you can look online and you can see the school and what people say, I'd say that's important too.
I would agree with you, and obviously displaying that certification is also something you have to make sure that your clients can see. It's visible and they know about it.
Yeah, and it's also, again, for what you had said before, for infections. That would be the huge thing why you want someone to be certified, so they know how to treat you properly.
Okay, so we're about to wrap up, and before we do, we would like to give you what we like to call here on Jeanette's TV the shameless promotion segment. And so what I'd like to know from you, you mentioned the special you had on till January 30th.
Yep.
Why don't we reiterate that, and then we'd like your website address, please, and just basically how we can find out more, where we can contact you.
Yeah, so it is info@beautyandformation.ca. That's my email. You can email me anytime. My Instagram is @beautyandformation. You can DM me, or you can text my cell phone 647-402-8567. Ask me any questions you need. I also work at a salon as well, so you can always call here and they can pass it along to me as well.
So state the salon. It's the studio.
It's the studio, and the number is 905-597-1450. So again, email me first, info@beautyandformation.ca.
Okay, great. This has been very informative. Thank you so much.
I want to
thank you for being with us today, my lovely viewers. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts. You will find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, Vimeo, YouTube, you name it, we're there. #JeanettesTV. And until next time, continue to be fabulous.